So let's go to Marikana now, where there is that commemoration taking place. The Association of Mine Workers and Construction Union, AMCU, commemorating the massacre today, marking exactly 10 years since 34 mine workers were massacred by police there. Have a listen to what's happening at the moment at Marikana. So that's a bit of a scene setter of what's happening at the Kopi at the moment. Teto Makhlekwana, EWN senior reporter, is at that event for us. Teto, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. Paint a picture of what's happening there at the moment. Describe it for us.
Good afternoon, Mandy. The people gathered here at the Kopi to commemorate that 10th year anniversary that you speak of, listening to different artists. Fugazi, a very well-renowned South African musician, has just taken to the stage, and she ordinarily at this event leads them through quite emotive songs, I guess, putting a pause on the entertainment part of it to just illustrate some sort of emotion and the significance and somberness of the day. And she usually also leads them in song towards the end of the afternoon when they mark that moment when that hail of bullets, you know, befell the mine workers who then died. That's been mostly what's happening as they wait for the formal program to get underway this afternoon, Mandy.
Teto, how politicized is this event? We know AMCU is driving it. The EFF has been outspoken about Marikana. There have been questions around whether or not the president will go to Marikana. How is the political climate there?
Marikana has been politicized before it even became the Marikana massacre that we understood it to be. The departure of AMCU leaders from the NUM, National Union of Mine Workers, was in itself politicized because they were contesting issues around the affiliation of NUM to COSATU and in turn to the ANC. So the nature of even the foundation of AMCU itself as an organization, even before the events that occurred here that are tragic, did take place, is in itself politicized. But what we have seen is, of course, what you mentioned, that President Cyril Ramaphosa, for example, has been told quite clearly by AMCU leaders we spoke to here yesterday that he's not welcome here, that he knows what is ought to be done, which is to have an official apology on behalf of the government and on his personal interest as well, to just go to the families and apologize before he comes. But like you say, the EFF has been welcome to past events. There was even a year, Mandy, that I was here when Julius Malema tried to bring Mamuini Madikizela Mandela to come and attend the commemoration, but she was sent away just on the basis of the affiliation to the ANC. Today, the leaders are yet to arrive. They normally arrive to a grand entrance, much more towards when they are due to speak, and that's when they bring out the political leaders who they have agreed to bring on. So we do not know, as things stand, whether Julius Malema, for example, will be present today. But as things stand, there's just been entertainment and really no official word from AMCU leaders as to who will be present and who is due to address from those quarters.
Teto, you mentioned there the president. I asked you about that as well. What would happen if the president did go to Marikana? What kind of reception would he receive?
Mandy, I think even from a security perspective, I do not see how his security detail would allow him to take such a risk. When the presidency addressed a SANEF gathering earlier this month, a question was posed to spokesperson Vincent Magwenya to say, but where is the president interested in going to Marikana? And they said the president would. It's his wish to come to Marikana, but when the time is right. And with AMCU clearly saying that he's not welcome and members would be perplexed if he were to show up, it's quite clear that it would be hostile and if anything could be dangerous for everyone involved in this event.
Teto, thank you for that. Teto Makhlekwana, EWN senior reporter at that event in Marikana today, marking 10 years since 34 mine workers were massacred by police. But also, and I know that people are going to say this to me, and it's already in the WhatsApp voice notes, it's also the anniversary of 10 other people as well, including two police officers and a security guard who were killed too.
Hi, Mandy. It's Ryan here from Fourways. It just amazes me that there's nothing, absolutely nothing mentioned of the 10 people that were killed by the miners, the AMCU affiliated and other union affiliated miners. They killed two policemen, including in that 10 people that were killed, and there's nothing spoken about that. So it's okay to kill policemen and other miners if they don't go along with the mafia unions. And then there's a massive hype around Marikana, but nothing. Has anybody been brought to justice for the murder of these 10 people, including the two policemen, by the miners themselves?